You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Saint Tone and Jamie Beauclair.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of Humanitarian Radio. We are brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting family, and we are delighted to be here with you today in sunny, beautiful California, sharing yet another awesome story about people who are doing good things for the world around us. Today's show, we're going to highlight a group called Love All Humans. They are also located in California here, and we will be welcoming Sean and Tracy Williams from Love All Humans after a message from our sponsors. This segment of the show, sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit ArtisticJourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit ArtisticJourney.com today.
I don't know. I'm not going to touch it yet. And I said to you earlier, I says I should listen to it.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. And today we are delighted to feature some very special friends of ours, Sean Z. Williams and his lovely bride, Tracy. They are responsible for the organization called Love All Humans. And you got to love the name just for starters. So welcome, Sean and Tracy. How are you guys today?
Woo!
Oh, yeah. We're doing great. All right.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So I would love for you to tell our listeners what Love All Humans is about, and then follow that with how did you come up with this idea, and what do you want to spread? What's the word you want to talk about?
Well, I'll answer the first part. Love All Humans is a company that spreads educational messages about anti-bullying and human tolerance globally. We advocate to everyone to be a little kinder to each other, and through our videos and through audio and just word of mouth.
And how we got started was, you know, the news. I can actually thank the news, the negative news that was, you know, filling the airways, the media airways, you know, making everybody scared and fearful, not wanting to go out of the house. So because of that content, I personally couldn't take it anymore. I turned on the news and they said something about a 9-year-old, you know, body of a boy was found, you know, and to me that just disturbed me so bad because it keeps showing stuff like that. And I'm like, are you serious? So I just couldn't take it anymore. So I turned off my TV. I went in the room, and this was at like 2:30 in the morning. So, and I wrote a song. You know, that's what I do. I do jingles and write songs for companies and all these other people, but I just didn't write any song for humanity, something that would promote humanitarian, you know, affection, people to care.
Right.
So I did. I wrote a song. I put my emotion. I put the hurt. I put the animosity, I put the anger of what's going on into a song titled Love All Humans. Then around, I don't know, about, I'd say 3:20, you know, a near hour later. In the morning, 3:30 in the morning, I wake Tracy up in the bed. I said, Tracy, you have to hear the song. I think this is it. This will help the world. This will help me. This will help you. This will help everybody. And, of course, Tracy, being the kind, gentle wife that she is, she, you know, stumbly went into the room saying, oh, I hope this is good. I hope this is good.
It better be good, Sean.
That's right. She sat down. She sat down. Yeah, it had to be good to wake her up, early in the morning like that. But I played the song, and tears came to her eyes. And it, when they fell and it went to her cheeks, I knew, because I did the same thing after writing it. I was bawling because it really, really went. Instead of hearing the music, I was listening to the meaning that I had behind it, the words. And this is where it branched out. This is how we started Love All Humans, the profit company, because we wanted to have the commercials that we do, the jingles that we do, the right. electronic press packets, everything that we do for services, we're putting into the education of anti-bullying and human tolerance throughout the world.
Which is absolutely amazing, and congratulations for being so forward-thinking and taking a risk, because it is taking a risk when we, people like you and us, step off the ledge and go, look, people, we're going to educate you now, and you're going to listen because we have something really strong and positive to say. That's part of why we started the That's why we started Humanitarian Radio, was exactly because of what you said, Sean, because Tony constantly educates people on, if you didn't watch the news, you'd be far happier because you wouldn't see all the horrible things that happen. So what we decided to do with the radio station is only have a positive station where only people who are doing great things for humanitarian effort are coming on and telling people about all the cool things that they're doing. But, yeah, we applaud you, man. It's great, great, great to have you guys doing this.
You're right. Well, it was anything that has to do with you guys, because you guys are pulling positive music, positive influence within the lyrics and the lyric content of St. Tone Band. So when Rodney Allen Rippey, when we found out we're trying to grab our audience. We're trying to grab not just the kids, but what would I call them? Not
adults.
the power players, the true power players, the people who actually claim that they run our laws and run the times that stir every day. So I'm trying to reach out to these. I just had a meeting yesterday with someone that I can't say of, but they are of a claimed secret society, and I'm sitting down with them at our house, in Long Beach, and I'm explaining to them, and they're looking at me like, wow, we are human. Amazing. If we want to, keep our secret oaths and our secrecy, we have to keep working, together, not just with our own, but with others. And I'm trying to explain this to them, like, and you didn't get this 300 to 800 years ago? You didn't have this knowledge? It's sad. You got to have forgiveness for the people that don't have that much knowledge. You have to forgive them for being ignorant.
You always have to remember, too, that people are a product of their environment and how they were raised. And we find that a lot with people. We do a lot of work with the police department, and we learn a lot about young guys in gangs and young women in gangs. And you realize that they're a product of what they were raised into, and that's what they learned, and that's what they know. And if there aren't people like you and like us coming along to educate these guys who have only had one straight trail of education, they don't have any other means to find it around them. So it's, us guys pushing them, going, hey, try this new way of being really cool and happy and great. And one of the sheriffs the other day, Sheriff Baca, said at a performance, he says, hey, you guys, if you want to get high on St. Tone's music, which was, it's like, try a new way. But if you don't show them through education of, what the real world is about, then you don't get to turn them around.
That is a good point.
And honestly, we have a friend, Dr. Jennifer Alves, and she tells us, she goes into the prisons and she goes many places with her message, and she's also a doctor of physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that so many of the women that she's met in prison have never been told once that they're special or that someone loves them.
Yeah.
Not once. And when you know, they're told that it changes their lives completely. And so many people don't understand affection or that just being having a touch that is truly platonic but loving.
Right. Well, if they were raised with parents with a heavy hand, that's what love was.
Right. And to give somebody that gift is very revolutionary to many people. Yeah.
Well, it's also, like you said, Janie, it's where you were, you know, brought up, raised in the environment. And speaking to someone from Afghanistan, he said when he was a child, he said, you know, I came to this country, you know, with my parents, but a long time ago, I would be playing out, you know, in the streets, playing out in the streets, and we would find body parts, and we would take the body parts and play with those. And I'm like, looking at him, like, he can't be serious. He can't be serious. And he says he comes over here and he sees that the kids are playing with actual plastic model, you know, toys. So totally different. And I'm thinking, oh my God, like
that
right, shocked me right there. That right there showed me what's up.
That was
that
his
right
normal
there,
growing
wow.
up. Yeah, totally, totally. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you have situations like that, you don't fully understand it. So you look at it like, that's absurd. But to them, they feel like, no, this is everyday life. So they've become numb to it. And I wanted to go back a second. You talking about the news and what inspired you to write the song. I'm working on a song also that's called A Shot of Love. That's very similar to that message of, we're watching the news and we're becoming so numb to every robbery and greed and hate and fires and accidents. And I says, what if we put our focus on all the good things out there? What would we get out of it? And I think we would get something totally different than what we get, because we're almost programmed to watch these sensationalized traumatic things and we're getting numb to it. It's like, yep, another car accident, another murder, another fire, another bomb went off. You're like, okay, so these kids, like you said, they're playing with body parts. We're like, oh, they're body parts. It's just everyday life for us. So it's not even this, no, that's not normal. You know?
Yeah.
They just look at it like it's a body part.
Right.
Well, that really, really, when I hear that, it disturbed me, because I'm trying to to pinpoint, and it's not a racial thing. You know, a lot of people are trying to make this a racial thing. You know, it's not. It's a human race thing. You see, when you break it up, you have to see, where did the human race get into the uncivilized, barbaric behavior? Where did this ignorance start? That's where we should educate everyone on, not the fact that every other race was superior than every other races, and this is how we have war. No, that's not how it goes. Because if they look at reality, reality is, on planet Earth, we're in human form. You know what I mean? Some are blessed with other gifts than others. You know, some have don't have hands. They're born without hands. You know, but they're still human beings.
Right.
So the fact we're human beings, this is where we should educate. This is how we should write music, formulate throughout the media, throughout the TV. Human beings are what creates movement and people to thrive. It takes human beings to have currency, to have the stock market ring, you know, have the opening and closing bell. You need humans to make that happen. So I'm kind of shocked at how humans can say, hey, I'll take your dollar, I'll take your money and credit cards, but hey, don't you dare get personal and try to know my family.
Right, right, right.
It's very weird.
Well, because that's not business for them.
So, Sean, I want to take a minute. I want to take a minute, and I want to play your song, Love All Humans. And I want people to really listen to the lyrics to this song. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Sean and Tracy again about what Love All Humans is doing, about their radio show and the events that they have coming up. So hang on, sit tight, and listen to this great song.
Together we will make it. Together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I.
Time is now for freedom and equality. starts with them, her, him, and you and me. It doesn't matter if you and I disagree. The time is now for peace and harmony. Our time to live as one now has arrived. We'll never be alone anymore, 'cause we're right here by your side. We will make it through, just wait and see. For the spirit becomes one from you and me. We are all one spirit, living on one planet. We are one united, love all humans that live on it. Together we will make it, together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I. It's time to be there at your stranger's side. For it's the stranger who may rescue you to save your dear life. It's time to know exactly where we're from. We're the human race that's choose to live as one. Many colors of the human race we see. So when the colors come together, we are one big family. It's time to stand for truth and what is right. We will change the hearts of millions with love tonight. We are all one spirit, living on one planet. We are one united, love all humans that live on it. Together we will make it, together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I. We are all one spirit, living on one planet. We are all united, love all humans that live on it. Together we will make it, together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I. Our time to live is one now has arrived. You'll never be alone anymore, 'cause we're right here by your side. Comes one from you and me. We are all one spirit, we are all living one on one planet. We are all we are one united, love all humans that live on it. Together we will make it, together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I.
So that was Sean Williams, Love All Humans. What a great song, and it inspired actually a whole movement for Sean to start this Blog Talk radio show called Love All Humans. And I love the fact that you guys actually go out with these bracelets. For those that don't know, Sean and Tracy have these bracelets that say Love All Humans, and they've been able to get it on a lot of people's wrists.
A lot of celebrity wrists,
which I think is awesome. I just wanted to tell you that I was out last week sometime, and a friend of ours, Clyde Terry, that you had met through Emerging Leaders, we were at Agape Church and he was wearing it. I'm like, wow, you've got to love all humans. So it's something that people wear, and I think it's a constant reminder for them, which I think is excellent because it's right on your wrist. You look down at it, and it's a reminder to love all humans and think again before you maybe think judgmental of someone else, because that someone else is a person just like you are.
And just so everybody knows, it's a teal bracelet with a white imprint. So look around and see who's wearing them, and you'll start spotting them, because there's quite a few you guys have given out along the way.
That's exactly what, I don't know what's going on, but this meeting, you know, happened between the guy, he came over, invited him over, but he said that. He said, you know, we're seeing, you know, this phenomenon, he said, of these bracelets going around on high powerful figures. And this is what he said, high powerful figures. And I said, well, once we get some wearing, then with your people,
right.
That would be really good too, because it would remind everybody. It doesn't matter where you come from. It's great to have, like, let's just say, if you have pride within yourself, within your race, it's great to have that pride within that race. But if you do harm to anybody else, that's where you draw the line. You better not be a part of that. You can't be a part of that. But if you want to do parades and you want to, you know, show flags of your pride, that's great. Go, I will clap. Go, yes. Believe it or not, I will do that because I love all humans.
Right.
I'm not going to stop someone from making them feel that they have pride within themselves.
Right.
But if they hurt someone because of that pride, if they kill someone because of that pride, we have problems. That's
right.
Where we're going to become. That's where we're going to have, well, the law enforcement, brothers and sisters of mine, you know, Secret Service, Navy SEALs, guys that are wearing our bracelets. Oh, believe me, they're not going to be too happy.
So, Sean, where can people get your bracelet for those who don't have one and would love to get one?
Well, for those who spread our message, for those who are doing it for the right reasons, we're just handing them out. We're just giving them out. They can purchase them on our website at loveallhumans.com for $1. And every dollar for every bracelet, believe it or not, we're putting that right back into the education of anti-bullying and human tolerance. Because, you know, hey, you'll see what we're driving. We're driving your ordinary 2013 Ford to get around. And, you know, we're not driving Aston Martins. We're not driving Ferrari Testarossas. We're not driving, you know, the Mercedes-Benz Coupe. We have to keep it real, because that money, that amount of money of 60 grand or 80 grand can go toward the education for human trafficking and human tolerance and anti-bullying throughout the world.
And Sean, you guys just put together a documentary recently about that subject. Why don't you talk about that a little bit and tell people where they might be able to see that?
Well, the documentary is complete. It's awesome. And we are actually going to have a huge gala for the opening of the documentary. And it is going to be on November 23rd. And we're still looking for the proper venue. We think we have it down. It's going to be in L.A., and it's
across the
free.
Across the Staples Center, so right across on Hope Street.
Right.
It overlooks the city.
It is a free event. It is a red carpet event. It is going to be fabulous, and we're going to show the documentary.
And tell us what the documentary is about.
Pardon?
Tell us what the documentary is about.
Well, the first thing that we did, we... Sean and I said, you know, we have the song, what are we going to do with it? And Sean said, well, let's make a music video. So we went to work. I started looking for cast members, and we wanted to make something more than just a music video. It's like a small movie. And so we were blessed to have a very famous Studio 60, allow us to film at their studio, Jonathan and Yadi. Thank you so much. And we then got on board Beck Starr as our director of photography. She's amazing. She is the photographer to the stars. I mean, if you look on Getty Images, her images are everywhere. She does beautiful work. And then we decided to make this music video and do behind the scenes of the music video and interviewing everybody in the music video and beyond, and just to get their stories about bullying and human kindness. And
this is just from the aspect ages of, wow,
four-year-old
all the way to, wow, 80, adults. 90, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's the education part with the documentary, what we wanted to do. What makes me appreciate and realize that this is not out of a human control, but humans are controlling this. You know, since Love All Humans, it's not just me, it's not just my dream and vision. I think it's everyone's vision to have this intelligence, to have the knowledge now, to become civilized. Mm-hmm. A new human race is about to emerge, like the rise of the Phoenix. Throughout the world, and I do see celebrities who usually charge, you know, because this is what makes them celebrities, which usually charge a lot of money just to come out for 15 minutes or half hour of their time, cost thousands to ten thousands of dollars. So, but they came for free. So when I saw everybody there for free, they knew we were a profit company because we told them. They said, oh, this is a non-profit, so I won't have to call my manager. And I said, no, this is a profit company. They said, well, then don't tell my manager. This is exactly what they said to us. Well, then don't tell my manager. I'm doing this because I believe in this. And that's
about the message.
It's about the message. And to me, I'm like, oh, my God, that's it. This is it. This is real.
Right,
everybody
right.
wants peace and love.
Right. So we have – go ahead.
I said, yep, I'm in agreement.
So we have the documentary that is all behind the scenes and – you know, talking to all the actors, the amazing actors that dedicated their time to this project. And then we, at the end, we do show the finished product, which is the music video, which is very beautiful and moving. And, you know, everybody that's seen it gets something out of it.
Right.
Teary-eyed.
And it's not always the same thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing to us.
Yeah.
No, it's a great video. I saw it, and that was one of the things that drew me in when I first met you guys. I saw the video, I saw the passion that you guys had about your project, and I think that's what really shows, is that you guys are doing this for all the right reasons. You know, you're not doing it for fame and fortune. You're doing it to educate people, and it's just a very simple message that you're putting out, but I've been able to witness the reaction of people when you say the name Love All Humans. They give you that look like, oh.
What, are you crazy?
Okay, I've never heard that before.
That's a new concept.
No, talking about the bracelets, how many we've handed out to so many celebrities on red carpets, and nobody has ever refused one.
Right, right. What are they going to say? No, I think I'm going to hate them today.
And I think that right there is a great testament to what you guys are doing is very positive, and that no one feels offended by it. Like, Love All Humans. I love some of them, but some of those guys I really can't get behind. You're like, they're human. Regardless of what their beliefs are, they're still human. I think you're trying to show the unity that we all share as opposed to separation. So it's like, look, you're alive, you're living, you're here, you're human. I'm not talking about your belief or your race or your background. I'm just talking about that we share things in common. We're both human. So I think that's a great thing.
Okay,
Thank you. What I've also acknowledged, you know, and this is basically brought by experience, serious longevity experience, that I guess a lot of people consider me a brother. They call me brother from all different races, from all different, religious beliefs, society beliefs, you name it. And I realize that if I'm around them, without everybody else, just one-on-one in these groups or whoever they feel that they can't be around other people. When they're with me, they call me brother because they see, I don't know, maybe they feel that there's no nothing that I'm hiding. It's just real love and understanding for civilization. So when they're with me, they're like, hey, brother, hey, Sean, hey, dude, what's going on? I'm like, oh, okay. But yet, if I put all these people that I know in a room, and I leave, it's exactly what I'm going to see on TV. It's exactly the news I will see on TV,
right.
Guaranteed.
Right.
So I'm like, wait, how can you guys get along with me? Why can't you guys do this when I'm not there? I don't understand. And being a part of the Love All Humans, you know, on set when we did the music video and, you know, and taking the footage for the documentary, everybody from secret societies, from black all the way to any race you can think of, you know, was there, of religious beliefs. I mean, we had, you know, people of religious beliefs that if they were in the room together and they started going on religion, they, I don't know what would happen on that set. But nobody said anything like that. It was so
radiation grateful. Of love.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it.
Was wonderful.
I'm like, dude, this is, we have a whole world here, and there's no negative news. Where's the negative news at? Where's the slap of hot coffee in somebody's face? You know, there's nothing like that. Yeah.
And really, everybody was equal on the set, which is not actually something that happens in Hollywood that much. Usually you have the star wagons, et cetera. No, our stars were all with everybody else and completely accessible, and there were no problems. Nobody felt, you know, uneasy. It was a beautiful place for 2 days.
Yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. Because usually we had the upper hands, you know, the upper management of the celebrities. They would be on site, and they would say, okay, so where's the green room? Okay, so where's the star wagon? Okay, so where do we put our celebrities? When I'm looking at them like, well, here on this set, everybody is a celebrity. Everybody is a human being. Isn't that amazing?
Everybody
in
the world's a celebrity. You're as much of a celebrity as you want to be. It's all what's in your own mind.
That's right. So we're doing everything that we can to make this possible. And it's people like you. You guys, you know, from being nominated, you know, for the Humanitarians of the Year. I mean, you guys are not only doing what your own thing. You guys are a part of a phenomenon that will immortalize every single one of us that's doing good for the world, not just doing good for the pocketbooks or doing good in their community, but doing good throughout the world. And you guys are there as well. So I just want to say thank you for doing everything that you guys are doing to help make this planet a better place to live. It's bottom line. That's what we're doing, and we are taking a risk. That risk is to educate the people who might not want to be educated, you know,
right.
and that's the tough one. You know, you can't, you know, force someone to have education. You have to tell them, look at this, the way you've lived, and now look at the way you can live. Look at how you can live. And when you show them that speaks to them.
I'm sure you notice what we notice, and that's when you go out there and you, like in our case, we sing these songs, you sing songs as well, but you also have your radio show and various other means to get your word out. But you notice that when you're getting this type of a word out of positive self-empowerment, feel-good lifestyle of living, you attract those kind of people to you, which is so amazing because we know so many people in this movement like you guys and a whole variety of others that we've met because of walking this trail. So what happens is it becomes a big snowball, and the next thing you know, there's a million of us doing this, which is So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Tracy and Sean Z. Williams. They are of Love All Humans, and we're going to thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet, off the money now. I'm a magnet, off the money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Hey, we're back with Tracy and Sean Williams of Love All Humans. They have a blog talk radio show, and they also have an organization where they help people out to better understand humans and tolerance, I think, is one of the main things.
Anti-bullying. Love one another.
I think the title says it all, to be honest with you. Love all humans. I think if you don't get it by just that, you really don't have to explain too much else. All you have to do is wear the bracelet. So welcome back, guys. Now, I understand you guys are doing a show this coming Saturday because the band St. Tone is going to actually be performing.
Woo-hoo.
But this Saturday, you guys are doing a show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it and how people can get involved and show up?
Right. It's called the Some Fun Day in Peck Park in San Pedro. And it's from 12 to 7 this Saturday, the 21st. We will be having games. We will be have for kids and adults. We will be having snacks. We will be having education, and a lot of interesting people will be there, some celebrities. We'll have the L.A. Street Angel there, amongst other Gifted Nations will be there, and the St. Tone Band will be there. We have entertainment, and Jerry Orr's will also be there with the Kids Resource. Is also kidsresource.org will be part of the Some Fun Day. They're co-sponsors, basically. And he just finished his third movie that he's directed and starred in. And he has a new rap that he's going to sing for everybody.
Well, at 11 years old, he started the Days of Silence. Day of Silence. You just stay silent for a good 8 seconds, 12 seconds, or the whole movie.
12 seconds,
right? And it passed through the Senate. You know, it was voted again to make it, you know, anonymous decision to have this day of silence to respect those
right.
who can't speak or who felt victim of committing suicide because of bullying. So
right.
this is a really, really good. It's in fact.
It's a California. It's actually California legislated day of silence.
That's right.
And this is the second year that we're doing it. And that's on 12/12. We're gonna have a big blowout then.
And that Saturday, because of my brother Tony and sister Janie of the St. Tone Band, he told us of something an event that's gonna happen that day. And that's when I'm like, what? It happens on the same day? What day is that?
You think that's a coincidence?
Yeah, I think it's divinely guided. I'll just let everyone know, and I know that we spoke about this on previous shows, and I want to let everyone know again. On Saturday, September 21st, it's the International Day of Peace. If you go to peaceoneday.org, you can learn all about it. But the short version of this is there's a guy named Jeremy Gilley who was a B actor. He felt compelled to do something about peace, and he thought, wouldn't it be amazing if everyone could just get along for one day, just simply one day. And he came up with this idea, and back in 1999, he started pursuing this, and he documented all of his progress. And then in 2005, he was able to get the United Nations all to agree on an International Day of Peace.
And what does that International Day of Peace mean?
Well, I was going to go further with that. Thank you for asking, Janie. The International Day of Peace, what he was striving for was to have everyone cease fire so the UN can get in there in these war-torn areas and help the children out, help the families out that are trapped in these situations.
Bringing food, bringing medicine, that type of thing. Cross enemy lines without getting shot. It's pretty darn cool.
And so far, the situation that's happened so far is the Taliban has even agreed to do this. So, you know, it's a very, very powerful organization that has been able to have peace for one day. And the whole point of it is if you can do it for one day, you can do it for 2 days. If you can do it for 2 days, maybe you can do it for a week.
So, I'm glad you said that. I had to cut you in because let me remind all the listeners that are listening right now on Humanitarian Radio. You know, I know this too, that the Taliban, they're humans too. So right then and there, if we have to educate everybody, and if they can say, hey, you know what, we're ingredients to this for that one day, what does that really say? What is that saying to every single person? I think everybody has the power to say,
absolutely.
I think we can really do this.
Absolutely.
Not just for one day. But I mean, right then and there, that is showing the gracious power of, I don't care what you believe in, but that's the almighty power right there. You have the power right there, right in front of you. Oh, my God, wow.
Let's
so
see.
That's what we have to remind ourselves. It doesn't matter how different we are. if you treat each other like a human being, maybe no one will say, hey, I'm going to annihilate you because you don't believe the way I believe. Hey, realistically, that's uncivilized barbaric behavior. I mean, this is like kind of the news I would expect 300 years ago, 3,000 years ago, whatever, or beyond that,
and you know,
barbaric times, you know.
Sean, the thing that's important for us and you, now that you know, is to keep spreading the word, because you guys are in the industry of spreading love, and you weren't aware of it, and that's not a bad thing. What I'm saying is there's not enough people aware of this. So
Correct. All
of us,
Tony's
been doing celebrations on that day for several years to make people aware of it, throwing big free concerts and that types of thing around the country. And
right. For
all of us to continue to mention it and let people know that, hey, there's a movement here that actually the United Nations has gotten behind, and countries that are in war-torn situations have gotten behind. So listen, USA, you should get behind this as well. You know, everybody should really wake up and know that this is a national, international event.
Here's the thing that I find amazing is that if you pull up a calendar, you can find Groundhog Day, Flag Day, Secretary Day, Mother's Day, Cinco de Mayo, whatever. I mean, there's all these different holidays that we celebrate, and yet here's a holiday or a thing that actually has a real purpose
that's
worthy of national exposure. And what's interesting, though, I got to really say that they've said that so far there's 280 million people that are aware of this day. And it makes up basically 4% of the world's population.
Yeah,
but every year, it keeps growing. So they say that it keeps growing because this started back in 1999 and became official in 2005. So it keeps growing. And I really encourage everyone to go to peaceoneday.org. And it's spelled out ONE day.org. There's a short 5-minute video that'll explain Jeremy's journey to get to this point, and it's amazing again how one person can change the world, and one person can actually cause this chain reaction to happen. And my goal is, when I learned about it several years ago, I just wanted to tell more and more people about it. So I went out and set up these different shows. I know that they do a big international show with with Elton John and Lenny Kravitz and a bunch of other celebrities.
Wembley Stadium. Lot of these big locations around the world are now throwing big parties on this day to bring awareness, free concerts, and that kind of thing.
It looks like there's more of us than there are of them.
Isn't that awesome? Well, there's 4% of us so far. At this rate, it'll be another century. So we got to get more people to join, jump on our train with you guys, and make this more commonly known. So I think it's awesome that you guys just happen to be doing your event on that day. It just shows the great movements that people can make just on their own. This guy made this big movement on his own. You guys have been making your movement. Tony and I, my point of that being, it only takes you and your own self and your creativity and what's in your mind to start a movement in a positive direction. You can do it in your neighborhoods, in your communities. You can get people behind you. You just have to open your mouth and let people know what you're doing. So I definitely encourage more people to do what you guys are doing, what we're doing, what the Peace One Day guy is doing, and step out on that limb and do something great for another human. Our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And everybody come to Pet Park at 560 Northwestern Avenue in San Pedro.
And that is San Pedro, California, for those of you listening from other parts of the world.
San Pedro, California. from 12 to 7.
And you're going to help us honor
the
PeaceOneDay.org and for the International Peace, and that we found out from the St. Tone Band with my brother Tony and sister Janie. This is great, and it's amazing. We didn't know about this, and it's spreading so wildly. Now we know about it, and it's just going to grow from there. I'm going to call the organization probably on Monday to Tuesday of next week and see if I can have permission to get their logo and just cross promote, because again, if there's more of us and few of them, I guess they say, what's that saying? They say, hey, if you can't beat them, join them. But in our case, it's a great thing to join, to have a positive influence in the world, which will in turn will help the economy. It will help the economy grow. People will grow because people will think of other people. They'll think of jobs instead of thinking about buying a new mansion house. They'll think differently, and this is what we need to. This is what we need to do.
Absolutely.
I think what you guys should do is you guys should contact your local news reporters and let them know. Say, hey, we're doing this big concert, but also it's the International Day of Peace. Just
we've done that, and it's nothing. That's not offending anybody from any of the news stations. I mean, the only big stations that are probably working with us right now is ABC, you know, Disney News, Channel 7. But all the other news stations, yeah, they're basically saying, okay, you're going to have this event, right on. Is anybody going to be lying in chalk? Are you going to have anything, are you going to have fires there? See, that's what they want, and we don't. We have celebrities coming. Oh, they're like, oh, celebrities, okay. So we've tried, and this is the sad part. We really want the knowledge to go into the music makers, the melody makers, the media makers. We want this education to go out. So then people will say, hey, we need to be here at this positive event. Hey, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, let's get the cameras out of this positive event. But for some reason, it's not happening. So we really need to educate everyone at every level.
So, Sean, how can people get involved and get behind you if they want to support Love All Humans? Where can they find you guys? How can they follow what you're doing?
That's a fabulous and great question. Well, the number one thing I would tell people is you got to listen in to Janie and Tony on the Humanitarian Radio. That's how you can get a hold of us. The second one would be www.lovealhumans.com. We have everything from finding help if you're dealing with suicide, if you're dealing with depression, hunger, homelessness. It doesn't matter. You go on our website. There's a website page that says Find Help Now. You click on that, and 24/7, you have someone to talk to. You have someone that will listen to you because you're never alone. If you want to be a part of us as well, you can call, you can email, you can call us here at the home office. I'll even say it out, 562-283-3115. You can, you know, come on our radio station, blogtalkradio.com/loveallhumans, and you'll find all our archive shows from there.
Right, and our show is on the next day from yours, Monday, between 5 and 6:30 p.m.
And everybody, if you want to go out and meet Sean and Tracy, join them next Saturday in San Pedro. It's great to meet them in person. You'll love what you meet. You'll love the people around them. They surround themselves with great, positive people, and it's always a pleasure to hang around these guys. Sean and Tracy, we really want to thank you so very much for joining us today. We applaud you for doing your event next weekend, and we're excited to be playing with you and really look forward to the future things from Love All Humans.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We love you guys.
Thank you, man. We love you, too. So we're going to turn this over to Janie. You have a brand new piece that you've been working on, though, so tell us all about it.
Okay, so I wanted to do a segment called Awesome Humanitarian of the Month and showcase somebody who's done something remarkable from our communities. And I found this woman, and basically I was just searching on the web for people who are doing good things around the United States. There is a lady named Miss Edith Kirchmeyer. She is out of Santa Barbara, California. And she is 105 years old, yes, 105 years old, and still out there driving. Don't let that scare you, because she has an 86-year perfect driving record, so pretty awesome. But the reason I want to tell you about Miss Edith Kirchmeyer of Santa Barbara is that she was just recently honored by Ellen DeGeneres and also by The Tonight Show, because it was learned that she has been volunteering for companies and organizations for many, 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 many years. She had a 105-year-old birthday wish, and her wish was for everybody to get behind her and the group that she supports, which is called Direct Relief, directrelief.org. What they do is they help to improve the health and lives of people affected by poverty and disaster and civil unrest all around the world. They have locations all over the United States as well, and Miss Edith Kirchmeyer has been backing them for a lot of years. Direct Relief is the only nonprofit organization licensed to distribute pharmaceutical medications in all 50 states. So she's gotten behind them. She wanted to make a lot of noise about them. Her wish of getting 105,000 likes to their fan page for her 105th birthday actually came true. She was able to get over 127,000 likes for her birthday wish, and definitely want to applaud Miss Edith Kirchmeyer at 105 years old, still volunteering, going strong. That is such an awesome, awesome representation of someone who is just giving of themselves freely to help the humanitarian cause. And I definitely would like to see you guys get behind her. Her organization as well is called Direct Relief. You can find them at directrelief.org. Find a way to volunteer people for whatever's going on in your community and check into these guys and see what they're doing and if that's something that you'd be interested in backing. If you know of somebody doing something great like this, please hop on humanitarianradio.com or the Humanitarian Radio Facebook and let us know. We'd love to have your story on our show.
So keeping in the theme of Love All Humans with Sean and Tracy, I have a song that I wrote that's on my latest album called Burning Sun, and it's about what we all share in common, and I'm using the sun as a metaphor. This is Burning Sun.
Oh, up, are we all that different? The beginning is risen, and that should be our mission.
So that is Burning Sun by yours truly, Saint Tone. You can check us out performing that song next Saturday, September 21st, at Some Fun Day in Pet Park in San Pedro, California. That song's also available on my latest CD called Outside the Box. You can go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
And you should also check out the Saint Tone Facebook, because there's all kinds of pictures on there. Tony's regularly doing red carpet events all over town, and there's a lot of activity to watch and follow and see exactly what's going on in the world of Saint Tone. So definitely go check out the Facebook. You can usually see our schedule there as well, but definitely
in the
history.
World of Saint Tone.
Isn't that fun?
It's interesting. Sounds like a reality show in the making. And it could be. Who knows? That's why we're doing Humanitarian Radio also, to get the word out, to let people know about good things that are being done around the country, around the world. We're a different type of news.
You know, I spent some time looking on the web today, and I discovered that there is a National Water Day. There's National Energy Day.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of very cool national days out there.
Exactly. That was what my point was before, is that there's all these great days.
And nobody knows.
That nobody knows.
But we know about Groundhog Day.
And Flag Day and Cinco de Mayo. And I said this before, if we attach an alcohol to these different holidays, they would take them more seriously, I think.
It's too bad it's at that point now. But maybe after doing shows like this and doing things that Sean and Tracy are doing and a lot of other great humanitarians around the world, maybe this will spark up.
I think it'd be good to have a drink for peace. I think that would be a really good thing. If everyone just relax.
We're not promoting alcohol.
No, we're not promoting alcohol. I'm just saying, if there's a beer company out there and you want to get behind a holiday, maybe you should think, this Bud's for peace.
There you go.
See?
There you go. Ba-dum-bum.
All right, guys, this is it for us. We will see you next week. And who are we having next week?
Next week we have Cassidy Mack. Cassidy is a 13-year-old star currently doing some Disney shows at Paramount. And we are looking forward to hearing what she's doing. She's got some kind of an honor she just won, going to be going to the White House. And she has something to do with adoption and helping young kids get adopted. And at 13 years old, she's quite a phenomenon.
And can we tell everybody that we were in a movie with her?
Oh, we can.
Yeah, and I believe the name of the movie is Zoe to the Max. She played Zoe, and Saint Tone, the band, actually performed in the movie. We were a Duran Duran-type band from the 80s coming back to a park or a festival, and we shot it in
Palm Springs, yeah.
California.
Right,
and
next to Marilyn Monroe with her dress blown in the air.
Yeah, and so we had to act like
a statue.
Not a washed-up rock band from the 80s, but it was an older band from the 80s, and it was Zoe, the lead character's favorite band.
And there's actually pictures on your Facebook of that adventure.
Yeah, actually.
And we can put them up again, too.
If you go to the Facebook, it's pretty fun. So we'll talk to Zoe, not Zoe.
Cassidy.
Cassidy about that. Zoe's her character.
And she's got a really cool necklace that she's handing out, and I want her to talk to you guys about that, because I think it's a worthy cause that you should go to her website and purchase these. They go to a great cause. So I'm excited to hear a little entrepreneur doing a lot of great things in Hollywood and using her name to do really great things. And
how old is she again?
13.
13.
Yep. She can do it. You can do it, people. Get out in your neighborhoods and do some good.
What were you doing at the age of 13? Well, I shouldn't have asked you that question. You were like graduating college or something. I was still, I think, playing with Star Wars. All right, kids. We'll see you next week. Peace.
You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Saint Zone and Janie Beauclair.